One of the country's most important historic sites is in financial trouble. Fort Ticonderoga in upstate New York has fallen so deeply into debt that it may be forced to auction part of its prized collection or even close. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
On a blustery afternoon, the visitor center at Fort Ticonderoga is jammed with tourists. Nick Westbrook, the museum's executive director, says a lot of these visitors think the museum is publicly funded.
People come asking that their National Park Service passports get stamped.
In fact, Fort Ticonderoga and its 5,000-acre grounds are privately owned. The nonprofit pays its way with ticket sales and donations. Reenactors in period costumes march in through the arch of the high gray stone walls. Ticonderoga isn't as famous as Gettysburg or Manassas, but bloody fighting on these slopes shaped North American history. The fort played a pivotal role in the French and Indian War, and again during the American Revolution. Ethan Allen fought here, and so did Benedict Arnold. Now Westbrook and his staff are caught in a new battle over money.
We need at least $1 million, preferably three, and I'd like to try to get that accomplished this fall.
Outdoor museums across the country have struggled in recent years. Chuck LeCount, president of the Association for Living History, Farm and Agricultural Museums, says keeping a huge facility like Ticonderoga afloat is hugely expensive.
Maintaining the buildings is a big challenge, as well as maintaining large interpretive staffs, which really bring a large collection of buildings alive.
Despite a 30% drop in attendance, Fort Ticonderoga was prospering, thanks in large part to the support of billionaire Forrest Mars Jr., who made his fortune selling candy bars like Snickers and Twix. With his wife, who grew up in Ticonderoga, Mars helped to fund a new $23 million education center at the fort. But there was a falling out. Mars has declined to be interviewed, but in a scathing email leaked last month to the media, he accused the museum staff of mismanagement and canceled all future donations. The fort's board president responded with a memo, also leaked, warning that $2.5 million in debt might force the historic site to shut down. Executive Director Nick Westbrook says all options are on the table.
Everything from hanging the closed sign out on the front gate to holding a giant bake sale to raise the money, and everything in between.
The museum's board is also considering the sale of major objects from its collection, including a work by famed Hudson School painter Thomas Cole, valued at more than $1 million. Ticonderoga's collection is privately owned, but it's regulated by the state of New York, which has final say over any auctions. Museum expert Chuck LeCount says winning approval won't be easy.
To deaccession collections to raise operating funds is not done often, nor is it considered ethical behavior by most museum associations.
This controversy couldn't have come at a worse time. Fort Ticonderoga is marking the 250th anniversary of the French and Indian War, and after years of stagnation, attendance had been rising, up 10% so far this summer. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.